Avol im hoyum hafkiroi. Koidim lenidroi. But let's say first Shimon went and made this food hefker. First Shimon took his big pound of meat here and said it's hefker lakirl. Whoever wants to come and take it, come and take it. And then he went and made a neder. Then he said that whatever belongs to me, it's also for Reuven to have enjoyment from. So now Rabbi Yossi agrees, harei ze mutar. Rabbi Yossi here agrees that now Reuven is allowed to come and eat this meat. In other words, if he made it hefka first Shimon said this meat is hefka, free for all. And then he went and made a neder to say, you Reuven, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from me. Then we say Reuven is allowed to eat this meat. Now the question is, if you like Rabbi Yochanan, that v'yamrit, if you want to tell me that the svara of Rabbi Yossi is adi osi l'rishu zaychem, that Rabbi Yossi holds that when you say something is free for all, when you met at hefker, nothing takes place yet. The food still belongs to you. It's your food up until the second when the person comes and takes it. So if so, what do I care if Shimon first made his food hefker? He first said it's hefker lakel. Whoever wants to come and take it can take it. So what? But it still belongs to you up until the person comes and takes it. So the next second you made a nissen neder, and you said, you Reuven, I'm making a neder, you can't have any enjoyment. Which means anything that belongs to me, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from. So if so, since this piece of meat still belongs to Shimon, even though Shimon was mafkerit, he made it hefka, but nobody took it yet. So it still belongs to Shimon. So if it still belongs to Shimon, why isn't the neder chal? Then when Shimon made the neder now, that Reuven can't have enjoyment from him, it should still be Yosef Reuven to have enjoyment from this meat. So Chitzakash and Rabbi Yechanan, you see Lechur according to Rabbi Yossi that no, that once somebody makes it hefker, it goes out of his mishus completely. So if so, we don't understand again Rabbi Yossi. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that that's not a good etzah? That when Shimon wants to give the food to Reuven, why can't Shimon just be mafkerit? Even if he made the nether first, let him just be mafkrit, and then it should go out of his rishus, and then Reuven should be able to take it. So again, we have a kasha, what's praying Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says like this, no, I'll tell you the difference. So Gemara says, "Hu maisiv lo, vu mishani lo." He himself asked the question, and he himself gave an answer. That the answer is like this, Rabbi Yechanan could be still right. According to Rabbi Yossi, when a person makes something hefker, free for all, it doesn't leave his possession. He still owns it, until somebody comes and takes it. But still the svar is that kol hanoider ein daita yamash hefker. There's a new svara. Rabbi Yossi says like this, if Shimon would have first made this meat hefker, that means he says whoever wants to come and take it, could come and take it. So even though really it still belongs to Shimon, up until somebody comes and takes it, it still belongs to Shimon, but the svar is, if Shimon now makes a neder, that you, Reuven, can't have any enjoyment from me, it's a svar he only meant things that are still 100% in his reshus. But something that he already gave permission for other people to take, he already made it hefker, even though it still belongs to him, but my mind is not on that. When you go make a nether, when you go and make a nether, after you made a hefker, we say, what's in your mind? What do you mean to tell Reuven? You can't have enjoyment from me? Only something that I still consider 100% in my possession. But something that I made hefker ready 2 minutes ago, even though it didn't leave my possession yet, because of Yesio's hefker only goes out when somebody else gets it, but it's a svara that was not included in your nether. Nether, we go both to what a person thinks, what a person wants to do. So what did you mean now when you make a nether that this Reuven can't have enjoyment from you? Only something that's yours 100%? But this, since you made it hefker ready, it's like you took your mind away from it. So even though nobody was zeichering it yet, it still belongs to you, but since you took your mind off it, it's a svara when you make a nether now, you do not mean to include that food. But in the case where you first, like in our Mishnah, where you first made the neder, Shimon said, Reuven, you can't have enjoyment from me. Anything that belongs to me is also. And then Shimon then goes and is mafkir some food, then it's true that Rabbi Yossi says, Reuven can't eat that food, because since the food still belongs to Shimon, when Reuven goes and takes it, it's considered that Reuven is taking food from Shimon. Therefore, there's no stira in Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi is very good. There's a new svara that if you made something hefka first, even though it still belongs to you, but now when you go and make a neder, that's not in your mind. You don't mean to make an issa neder on something that you made hefka already. On this, the Gemara says like this: Mosav Rava. Rava asked the kasha back. No, that's not a good svara. So our girsa is one way, and the Ran has another girsa. That's the our girsa. The Gemara is in a case of this Gemara in Balbasra that somebody says, Miksasan Rishon. Part of my nechassim should belong to the first one. The kulan the sheni. But everything I own, the rest of it should go to the second person. So our girsa is Rishon Kona. The first one is zeicher in it. Sheni lo kona. The second one does not get it. Now let's see the Ran. The Ran, the fourth line on the right side, says, Hochi Gassinim. The Ran says, no, the Girsa should be like this. That Masav Rava. Rava asked a question like this. Miksasa Marishan. If somebody wants to give a present to his Avodim, to his slave, and he gives a little bit of his property to the first one, but Vakulan Lashani, he gives everything he has left over to the second slave. So the locker is, his Girsa is, Shani Zocha. The second slave, the second Evan, gets everything. L'shtabed Barishan. He even has the right to work with the first slave. The first slave automatically goes to the second one. So the Ran says, V'braisi b'teisefta the Baba Basra. It's a braisi and Baba Basra. V'achi Purusha, this is the pshat. Mishi yeshlo shnei avodim. Somebody has two avodim. He has two slaves. V'nosan niksas nechosam l'rishan. He wants to give the first one a present, and he gives him part of his property. V'yachakach, and afterwards, Nosan Lesheni. He gave whatever's left over to the second one. So the locker is Lakona Rishon. The first slave does not kind of doesn't acquire anything. Why? The Dilma Begufa Shira. Because maybe he left over, he didn't mean to free the first slave. Vechivon Shatzma Lakona. Since the first Evid still is an Evid to the master, is Nechosam Nami Lakona. The Evid can't be kind of anything. The Yavda the Kona Nisihu. Because you're still an Eved, you still belong to the master. So if you're still an Eved, you can't be kind or anything. When an Eved gets something, it goes back to the master. So if the master told his first slave, I want to give you part of my property for present, that means nothing. Because even if you get part of it, it goes right back to me. Kozaman, you're my Eved, Mashakon Eved, Kona Rabbi. So the property goes straight back to me. What's going to be here? Abu Sheni says Zocha biyatzmoi uvenechosim, but the second one is Zocha by himself, and he's also Zocha benechosim. V'Zocha nami l'shtabed b'rishon. The second one even gets the first slave; he becomes his slave. Why? Because to the second slave, the master didn't leave over anything. He said, "I'm giving you everything I own. I give to you." So it means I'm letting you be free, and I'm even giving you the first slave also. That's what the Tosefta says. So the Ran says the Kashrut is like this. V'yarmut, if you want to tell me now, D'yein d'ayti yamah shehifker, if a person doesn't think about something that he already made hefker before, like you're saying by us, if first you make a hefker, then you make a neder, the neder doesn't go on the hefker, it's hochinami, ein d'ayti yamah shenosan kvar. So since the master first wanted to give half of his nechosim to the first slave, and then he said, I want to give the rest to the second slave. So why is the second one kind of everything? We should say that whatever he thought to give to the first one, it's not in his mind now to give it to the second one. Because he like figures, I'm giving it to the first one. So we should have said, what does it mean to give to the second one? Only what he did not think to give to the first one. And here it says not like that. Here it says, all the nechosim, even what you thought to give to the first slave, but since the first one is not kinder, because maybe he himself is still an Eved, we say when you say to the second one, I'm giving you everything, you mean to include everything. Even what you first said to the first one, now you mean to include that to the second one. So you see, even something like you were mafker, that you meant to take it out of your property, but since Lamaise did not leave your property, you still own it. When you want to give something now away to a second person, you even think about that first property also. Here also, even though you are masking the food first, but we're saying now, Lamaisi, you still own the food. Now when you make the neder, we should say the person still thinks about the neder. So if the person still thinks about the sefker, so if the person still thinks about it, it should be included in his neder. Then it's a kasha and Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say if the person made a hefker first, and then he goes to make a neder, he does not include the hefker. Like, why not? If he still owns it, it should belong to him. All right, turn off. In other words, it's a kasha from Rabbi Yechanan. The Chur Yisif from Rabbi Yossi, you cannot say that when you make something hefka, you still own it. Because if you still own it, then the question should be, even when you mafka the food first, and then you go and make the neder, it should still be yosa? Because since you still own the food, when you make a neder now, your neder should include that food also. Because here you see, b'avodim, a person thinks about something even though he meant to give it away, but since he did not give it away, it wasn't chal. When he makes now another matana, he means to give it away. So here also the nether should apply. So therefore, back to Akasha, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. Rava wants to answer like this. Hai no time of Rabbi Yossi. I'll tell you, know what the reason of Rabbi Yossi is? In other words, really, when a person makes a hefker, it goes out of his reshus completely. Rabbi Yossi also agrees to the Rabbonin. So really, the halacha should be like the Rabbonim, that in the case when the Shimon made an issa neder, that Reuven can't have any enjoyment from him. And now Shimon wants to give him food, so really what Shimon should be able to do is make a hefker. Let him put his food down on a stone and make a hefker. By making a hefker, it doesn't belong to Shimon anymore. Now Reuven can come and eat it. It's called Reuven is eating from hefker. If so, why does Rabbi Yossi say that Reuven cannot eat from it? I'll tell you, it's a gzeira. It's only with the Rabbanan that he can't do it. And mishumatonas beis chorin. It's like a Gemara later will have, where somebody gives a present to somebody only on a condition that nobody else could take it, only the father. So such a present is not a good present. So the kids are afraid over here for hefker also. We're afraid over here when the person makes it hefker, even though what he's saying in his mind is, Shimon is saying now, I'm making my food free for all. Whoever wants to come take it, come and take it. But we're afraid really what it means in his mind is only he wants Reuven to be able to take it. Like if another guy will come and chop the food, he'll be very angry at him. Like really it's Shimon's food. It's gezunt, a piece of steak. Because Shimon has rachmonis on Reuven. Shimon wants Reuven to eat the food. So he's making the food hefka. But really who is he making that hefka for? Not for the whole world. Only for this Reuven to eat it. Even though when he says he's making it hefker, he says I'm making it free for all, but we're afraid that's not really what he means. What he means is only for Reuven, and then maybe the hefker won't be chal. And that's the Gemara later by Matonas Beis Chorin. If somebody makes such a matona like that, that the present doesn't take place. So that's the difference. So therefore, really, the hefker is chal. Just if he makes the neder first, and then he's mafker it, we're afraid that when he made the hefker, he doesn't really mean to make it free for all. He only means to make it just for this Reuven, and that's not called a good hefker. So it's exer, it's no good. But the other way around, it's very good. If Shimon first made his food hefker, he didn't think about Reuven. First he said, my food is free for all. So going now, it's mamish hefker, it doesn't belong to him anymore. So now, if Shimon goes and makes a neder, the food is not included in the neder. Because Lameister, he doesn't own it anymore. Just that if first he made the neder, and now Shimon wants to give food to Reuven, and he's being mafkerit now, it's a gzera that it's no good, because maybe he won't really mean to make it hefker. He won't really mean to make it free for all. Whoever wants to come and take it can take it. He only means that this Reuven should be able to take it. And that's no good, that's not hefker. Then it still belongs to you. It's called Reuven, it's taken it from you. That's what Rabbi Yossi says it's awesome. Tanya, we learned the braisa like this. Ha mafker es sodeyu. If somebody makes his field hefker, so halacha is kol shloisha yomim, the first 3 days yochul achzaboy. He could retract himself. In other words, the hefker is not really chal; it still belongs to you. You're allowed to retract. Mikan vielach after 3 days and yochul achzaboy. You can't retract anymore. Once you made a hefker, it's hefker. Now the Ran speaks out. This is at the konim of the rabbanon really mishum haramoyim. Haramoyim is we're afraid people. The ramoyim means guys that want to fool. Is really a Eretz Yisrael, you have your field, you mechuyev trumas amaisrus. When you eat whatever grows, you have to take off trumas amaisrus. Then as halacha, if you mafka the field, and then you yourself go and be zeichret back again from hefker, so a field you get from hefker is potter for trumas amaisrus. You don't have to give trumas amaisrus if you got it from hefker. So what Ramoyim, what people want to do is, we have to have the field fully grown, they go and say, I'm making my field hefker, and really all they mean to do is just that it should be free from trumas and maasros, and they themselves will go back again and take it right away to keep their fields. So that's what Ramayim want to do. So Rabbanu made a tikkun to say nothing doing, that we're not going to let you make it hefker. So therefore the first 3 days you could retract is the pshat that the field still belongs to you. So no Ramai would do such a thing like that. Like he hears, the first 3 days when he's mafkarit, he is not part of a trumas and maestris. So therefore it doesn't pay for him to do it. So that's what it's such a takana to say that the first 3 days that the hefker is not here, only after 3 days. Like in other words, any Ramai, when he's mafkarit's field, in order to be zeicher right away, he would never let it stay for 3 days. Like his kavanah is like right away to get it back. So therefore, if the chachamim made a takana that the first 3 days it's like still his, he sees his hefker is not chal. In other words, yochol lachzeba, the Ran says, means even if somebody else comes in a zeicher in this tfua, still he's allowed to take it back. So therefore, they know like the hefker is not chal. But after 3 days, then the rabbanon left it on its regular din that hefker really goes out of your rishus, and therefore after 3 days you cannot be chayzer. Even if nobody else was zeicher in the Paris yet, still then the hefker is chal, and you can't retract. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be the case of